Get ready for this piping hot tea. Get ready for tea time and filter with your girl Lovey T. Spilling all this hot tea on this podcast read. So get ready for this piping hot tea. From tea time and filter with your girl Lovey T. Hey, Tea Sippers. I hope you guys are doing good today. Welcome to another episode of Tea Time Unfiltered with your girl, Lovely Tea. And I got my homegirl, Lady J, in the house.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
It is so much going on today. So, not even today, child. All week, it's just been a lot of mess.
This whole last quarter, child. I'm just...
That's 2022,
child. Oh, my God.
And it's gone by so quick. I can't even believe today is September 11th. And we'll talk about that closer to the end of the show. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we're already in the second week, going on to the third week, actually, of September is crazy.
That part.
It's like the summer just ended. The kids are back in school. So anyways, we got to talk about this whole drama with Sheen by Sheree. Not She by Sheree, but Sheen by Sheree. So after I did my live stream, Marinell was just filling me in on everything because I've been so busy just editing and working on my deep dive. And I remember you had hit me up and you were asking me, did I watch the, you know, the fashion show on Real Housewives? And I hadn't watched it at that point, but I said, I'm about to go ahead and check it out. So I watched it last Sunday and I thought it was dope. You know, I seen a few people there that I recognize. I thought it turned out pretty good, but I also felt like this just what was one big storyline because I didn't understand how after 14 years of you being clowned by everybody for having a fashion show with no fashions, do you still not have your shit together?
I messaged you because even I didn't watch it the night of. I had, you know, like most folks, I think it was Monday morning, it may have been. And I was seeing all these messages for people talking about Sheen by Sheree. I said, what she done did now? So, you know, I think I messaged you a few days later and I was like, or called you or something. And I was like, girl, did you happen to catch what's going on? They are dragging her. What did she do? Because I still hadn't fully watched it. So I think I watched it and I was just like, girl. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. I have to be.
Yeah, it's really sad. So for y'all who don't know, who are still in the dark, it was a lot of drama that went on. While the show was filming, the guests were even saying that, you know, the show was already late by 2 hours. So people are sitting around, they're waiting. And come to find out that the designer, why they were late is because the designer was literally stitching clothing onto the models during the show. Because it was so last minute. So the designer ended up calling out Sheree Winfield. And so I'm going to read to you guys what the designer said, okay? So
really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it looks like his name, Tyree Lejean. So this is what he wrote initially online that went viral. He says, and matter of fact, this came out after her website supposedly crashed because so many people bought the clothes.
Yeah, I heard something about it, but I'm going to be honest. I'm a busy woman and I do can be turned on and turned off by some things. So I did hear somebody came out and blasted her, but I presumed it was the women that were in the video because if anybody saw their face, they was done. So I had assumed they were responding to that, but this is not those people. This is somebody completely different you're talking about.
Right. So what ended up happening, she claimed that the reason why the website crashed is because some people were trying to buy her clothes. Marinell was on that website literally as soon as the show ended, her and, you know, hell, thousands of people, they ran to the website. Marinell says she was there from like 9 o'clock at night until at least 11. That website never came up. It never showed any clothes. It never showed. She's like, I put that on everything. If I had kids, I'd put on kids. I said, it ain't that damn serious, but I get you. You're telling the truth. But she said she was there from 9 to 11. That website, she kept refreshing. It kept saying the same thing. There were never any clothes. Then she went on to Twitter to see, well, maybe, you know, she was too slow. Maybe other people bought the clothing. No one on Twitter could confirm that they bought anything from She by Sheree online. So then what in the- Yes. So then what she ended up doing was, I believe it was the following day, like that Monday's when she came out with that second She by Sheree link that's on her Instagram page.
That's so, what I heard about. Yep. Okay, that's what the comeback was. Okay, right. Got it.
So when you clicked on that link, and Marianelle did, it took you to her sweatshirts, okay, and her outfits. And literally, she was selling outfits, just a hoodie with a embroidered She by Sheree logo was selling for about $259.
They dragged her on the price, too. I heard that, too.
Marianelle took all the screenshots, child. They were
Marianelle, so that's one thing she is committed, baby. I know she did. Thanks, yeah. Marianelle.
Yeah, she took all the screenshots and sent them to me. She said she was shocked by the price, but then what happened is then people started putting two and two together and realizing that these outfits came from Shein. And when you look at the Shein pictures and you look at the pictures on Sheree's website, same exact design, same exact outfits. All she did was put her logo on there. So once people started blasting her, all of a sudden, oh, the website crashed. We don't have no more goods. We sold out. Thank y'all for the support.
That's how it all went down. Okay, I had the puzzle pieces kind of in different places. Oh, well, okay.
And peep this. So while she's lying and saying that everybody bought her stuff and she sold out, that is when the real designer, because remember all the pieces that we watched on television were not the pieces on her website. And that's what was confusing people because we're seeing certain things coming down the road. We're like, okay, that's cute. I could definitely rock that. And then people go buy it and those pieces are not there. They're all Shein pieces with Sheree's logo. Well, the designer, his name is Tyree Lawan. And this is what he had to say. So I'm going to go ahead and read this to you. He said, I post on my Facebook page and I'm not retracting nothing because I ain't lie. They told me you can even see me on that episode in the corner altering all the clothes. I didn't watch, so I don't know. My reputation and my receipts are solid. I never needed clout or fame. I work my ass off and I will be respected as I give respect. So he goes on to say this. What kills me is it doesn't matter how genuine and how honest you try to be with people. They will worry about yourself and play you to the left if they can. This lady, Sheree, Real Housewives of Atlanta, shit by Sheree, didn't really have no clothes or style for her fashion show. Not only was I on set altering clothes the day of, I spent over $2,500 of my own money to meet the deadline and make it happen.
Whoa.
Not only she takes all the credit, never said thank you, and it was on national television last night. I made her finally look good out of 14 years of trying, and this lady still has never at least just reimbursed me, let alone paid me. Shake my head. I made 40 pieces of clothing in less than a week. She's not going to make a dollar off the clothing line because God don't play about me. I'm not giving her no patterns, no idea, no more. So that's that. What y'all saw last night was echoes of my years in fashion. Ooh. And if you knew all the companies that come to me for designs and ideas and samples, you would hit the floor in disbelief. LOL, I care less to be famous. Pay me and respect me for what I do and what I did for you. So he didn't mince his words.
The echoes of my ideas. Is that what he said? The echoes of my ideas? Child, now that is profound. Somebody that speaks like that is speaking facts. It ain't even being charismatic. And, you know, it really tells me something. And this is why I divested from the story from day one. And that's why I had my pieces mixed up, because I gave no fucks. And let me tell you why. I think that this She by Sheree situation, or whatever euphemism we're going to come up with or whatever, is really a bigger story and a bigger issue about her. And the fact that she is not making the best decisions. So I forgot what her husband's name is. I'm sorry, sir. Whitfield?
Whitfield.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that situation, for what I recall early in the seasons, of her story on Housewives. They didn't have necessarily a healthy relationship. I do believe her children were basically like, girl, get it together and go do what you got to do. And then I feel like she makes these really toxic and unhealthy choices in her life, which really gears her to make bad decisions. I think she also was lazy too. And the fact that you're going to sit here and strut down that runway like you did something, you should be ashamed of yourself, honey. Wow, girl. I don't even know you, but you are a piece of work.
It just goes to show you how, for me, it's insulting. Once all this came out and Marnell was telling me the backstory, I was not only hurt and insulted for the man who put his blood, sweat, and tears into something. And you're talking about somebody reaching out to this young man last minute, okay? Anybody who's a creative who understands it takes a lot. It's a lot of pressure, especially when people contact you last minute and they want, you know, they have champagne taste on a beer budget, but you're willing to work with them. You're willing to help them out just because you're a good and genuine person. Mm-hmm. And for him to basically go out his way to design these pieces, one, creatively, that's a lot of mind power. He had to design 40 pieces. Some people can't design 40 pieces in a year. And then on top of that, he had to sew it. He didn't have access to all the models, so he had to eventually go to the show and stitch some of the clothing on the models. And to not even, one, not to be paid. For him to come out of pocket to go buy the material because
he'll never pay nobody.
That part. And then on top of that, not even a thank you. It just shows the arrogance and the fact that so many people are so, you know, delusioned. They have these delusions of grandeur because they're on television that they feel like they don't have to treat, quote unquote, regular people with any type of respect. It's disgusting.
So today's show sponsor is brought to you by Dipsy. So what's your summer fantasy? A whirlwind romance in Italy? Getting wet dancing in a warm rainstorm, or maybe an unexpected summer fling. No matter how you want to get hot and steamy this season, Dipsy has a sexy story to indulge you in all of your fantasies. Dipsy is a full app full of hundreds of short, sexy stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and characters, no matter who you're into or what turns you on. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can find something new to explore. For listeners of my show, Dipsy's offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go on to dipsystories.com/sipslow. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go on to dipsystories.com/sipslow. So once again, make sure you go to dipsystories.com/sipslow and enjoy.
I feel like, and it really is upsetting because, I mean, I don't know this woman. She don't know me. But just, you know, one woman to another who is trying to make her way in the world. Well, you know, us as Black women are probably the most sophisticated, educated. We have the intensity and the foresight to see things for those of us who are grounded. So I'm trying to say this as a person who is just trying to move forward in the best manner, a healthy way. I just see that the way that she's moving is not healthy. Like the way that she does things, like the She by Sheree situation is an echo of all the other things that are going on. It's an allegory. Like she's trying to dress up like everything is beautiful, but really behind the scenes, it's being stitched up by other fucking people. Like that's really what it is.
Because again, you can't sit on the show and brag about your wealth and do these house tours. And her home is gorgeous. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, that house is absolutely stunning.
It is.
Let's talk about that.
Her house is stunning. But my thing is this, where's your money going when you can't even pay people? Because this young man is not the first one to come out and say that Sheree has not paid me. That's been her storyline for years on the show of people having to sue, people complaining about not being paid. And I don't understand how we can brag about wealth on television and try to make other people, you know, feel away, feel jealous, feel whatever you want people to feel. And then you're not paying the people who are actually, you know what I'm saying, doing the work that you need done. And it's really sad, because what I've learned in life is that some of the cheapest people that you would ever run across are people who are supposedly famous and have money. They that tend to not always, tip. They tend to be, you know, arrogant at times. They feel like people owe them something. You should just be happy to be graced with their presence. I'm sorry, mister. I'm sorry, ma'am. But my landlord, my mortgage company, the gas company, what is that? The gas station, I can't pay them in your presence. Okay? They need funds. They need money. They need dinero. Okay? I can't be like, well, I was in the presence of Miss Sheree, so that should just cover my bills for the month. It's insane. Imagine if imagine if Andy told Sheree, you should just be happy to be here on Bravo, and they never cut her a check. You get what I'm saying? But so many celebrities have this attitude that people should just be happy to breathe the same air as them. No, bitch. If I'm providing you a service, I need you to cut a check. Okay?
And it's not going to bode well for her, because one thing I can tell you is that And we have to teach our girls this. We have to teach our boys this too, but especially our girls. We have to teach them to be confident, to see it through, to stand their ground, to be efficient, and to know when to let it, you know, fold them and hold them and let go. And I think that Sheree, you know, as a mom, it looks like she's got some really good kids. You know, she's done well in that area. Her home is absolutely stunning. She's an absolutely gorgeous and beautiful woman. But there is something going on. I'm not a doctor, but there's something going on there that you keep doing this, Sheree, and you thinking that you're going to get the right response. And I think that whatever you're doing, your cards, the veil is going to eventually fall. And for her, that will be catastrophic. Get it together, girl, and see it through. Like, I don't understand how you can't get your stuff done and why you can't pay people. Why you ain't paying people? What are you doing with your money?
It's more work.
I'm out of your pocket, but what are you doing with your money?
Exactly. It's more work to order all this nonsense off of Shein and have somebody stick your logo on there than to just do it right the first time. And unfortunately, like you said, it makes people look at doing business with Black people and Black women with the side eye. You're not paying other Black people. You're lying about the designs. You're taking stuff from Shein. You're claiming it as your own. This is an embarrassment.
I think in her mind, she didn't think people were actually going to see this shit through. She actually think that I really do believe that she actually thought she was going to be able to put that shit up there, had the white come up there, then put it up there, play dead on the website, and then figure out a situation on the back end. I really think that her mental process worked that way, because that's exactly what happened. And if you're thinking like that, then that makes me doubt all your other choices in life, girl.
Yeah.
You waiting for a man in jail? A scammer, girl?
Right. Now let's talk about Tyrone, because a lot of people are saying that. Birds of a feather.
What was the security?
Right. He was locked up for scamming, and now folks are accusing her of scamming, you know what I'm saying, these outfits and charging three times as much. You can buy that entire top and bottom on Shein for $29.95. Meanwhile, on Sheree's website, that entire outfit was close to $300. It's literally the same outfit. All they did was stitch a logo on there. Again, it's the laziness of it. And I think what's sad is that you have regular everyday people, right? On Instagram, right, on TikTok, trying to start their own businesses. Yeah. A lot of us
putting in the work.
Yeah, we don't have no back end. We're not getting government funded. We're not having people invest in us. We're investing our own money and starting small because we believe in what we got going on. And for her to be a millionaire and have all these connections in television and all these rich friends, there's no reason why this launch shouldn't have been perfected, especially when she's had 14 years to do it. I've seen people literally create hairlines and skincare lines and clothing lines and all types of things, bedding via TikTok and Instagram. Nobody knew them before this, and they were able to become successful. So for her to have all of these things that favor her positively, and for her to drop the ball and not care, it's a slap in the face, because as a fan of the show and as a fan of Sheree, because I do like Sheree, I feel like that was just laziness. And it's like, you don't care about the people who have been rooting for you. Because when I tell you, I was probably happier than anybody watching the show and watching her walk down that runway after all the models and people were just throwing roses at her. Like, I was happy for her. Like, it was me, like it was my show. You know what I'm saying? Because we watched her.
I have to agree. So was yeah. I was like, because again, I saw it after the dragging, and I didn't even get the full understanding of it. So I already kind of came in with a bias, but I was like, okay, girl, but wait a minute, what about the? And then when I'm like, you know, for me, it just, she need therapy, because you put in more energy into a damn man locked up in jail. You locked down with him. You put in more energy to that man than you put into your fashions. And I just don't understand how you can just sit there on TV and do that, girl. And then you sat at a restaurant for 2 hours. When she did that, that let me know something was off about her. Sorry, yeah. Sheree, I'm not a doctor. You sat out there for 2 hours. I am a woman. And I just don't have that much low self-esteem. I would have waited maybe 30 minutes. That's a goddamn lie. Because if I'd have called and you wouldn't have answered, I'd have sat out there for the TV. But for the TV, I'd have made a little noise. I get it, because you on TV. But there's no way I would have sat out there for 2 hours and then cried. Girl, you made your own bed. And you made your own bed with them tacky ass fashions, girl. You need your ass whooped. You need your ass whooped.
Well, now it looks like she's moved on to some man named Martell Holt. Now, I don't watch Love and Marriage Huntsville. I know that's your show and that's Marnell's show.
No, I don't watch that show. I just know who he is. He's a fine looking man, but girl, you look at him and it's like toxicity. He just exudes toxic and narcissism.
Well, they said that he was married on the show and then he had a side chick and he got the side chick pregnant not once but three times. She had two abortions. Then the last baby, they wouldn't allow her to get an abortion because she had just had an abortion 6 months before that. So then they decided to keep this baby. But then meanwhile, the wife was pregnant too. So supposedly the wife got an abortion because she didn't want to be pregnant at the same time as the side chick. I said, what in the ratchetness? Like, these are real children's lives that y'all are playing with. And y'all are using abortion as if it's birth control. Let's start there. And then two, all of this is playing out on television. What on earth does Sheree see in this man? He wasn't even faithful to his wife. He wasn't faithful to his side chick. He left both of them hanging. And now you're swinging off his nuts. I'm confused. What is the attraction?
First of all, they both are an attractive ass couple. Let me just go ahead and state the obvious. They are gorgeous together. But they are also toxic as hell. I don't know these people. I don't know y'all. Y'all don't know me. But y'all on TV. And what I'm seeing on TV and what I'm seeing on the social media apparatuses is telling me y'all are really flawed and fucked people. And that your children are watching you and shaking their heads in disbelief. I don't care that y'all are on TV. Y'all could carry yourself with a little bit more goddamn decorum. You know he's married. He fine, though. He probably got some good penis. And I get it.
I'm looking at this man. He all right. He okay.
He look like he's popping it hard, girl. He give you more than 21 pumps. He's definitely giving y'all. Sorry for the kids. Hey, this is 18 or over. He's definitely giving you more than 21 pumps, okay?
Well, I'm sure. But look at all the damn babies he done made in the span of 2 years.
Absolutely. So if you mentally lock down with your old dusty ass scammer, I would let somebody knock the dust off my coochie hairs too. But sorry, you know better, Sheree. You just jumping from toxic to toxic because that's what feels comfortable to you. You feel warm in that space. That's not good. Mm. That's not healthy. Friend, I don't even know you. I just see you as a better woman. I just don't know what I see. It just makes me uncomfortable, and I don't even know you. It's not gonna end well, but it's great for TV. Andy's loving
it. That's what a lot of people are saying, that it looks like it's a staged TV relationship, but she's saying that she's really, you know, kicking with him. That's her man. But from what I've heard of his backstory, not a good look. You know, I always feel like the way people treat other people is a future indicator of how they will treat you. So if he couldn't even
Again.
be faithful to the woman that he took his vows with before God and to the mother of his children, that he had a whole side chick. And I mean, for it to be so public in the way that it was is a slap in the face to the wife. And then to not only have a side chick, you're not even using protection. And you're not even knocking her once, but three different times. That's insane to me.
Well, because the wife no longer offered him any challenge or enjoyment based off of the little bit that I saw from the TV program. And again, I don't know intimately these people, but again, I'm just basing it off of my what I'm deducing for what I'm seeing in these spaces is that the wife, she got tired. But she dealing with her own stuff too. And I think that she no longer presented anything for him. So then he's on TV, you know, he needs another challenge. He moves on to somebody that's going to stimulate him. Sheree for him provides that whatever he's looking for. It's the TV notoriety, it's an attractive partner. Look at Sheree's house. Do he got a home? I mean, I would want to stay with Sheree too, you know? And Sophia is slinging in her house. You know what I'm saying?
Your
She done
phone's
went
kind of
from,
going in
let
and
me
out.
shut up. I
It's
don't know
sounding
these
like
damn people.
nobody.
I don't know these people. Let me shut up. I don't know these people, girl. Let me shut up.
Yeah, the whole thing is very interesting, you know. But yeah, he was proud. He was out there with the side chick and, you know, was claiming her proudly. And now he's with Sheree. Hopefully she'll do better in the future, but I have no plans on buying Shein by Sheree. I'm straight. You know, I really have wanted to support her, but nah, not with the price of what she's
What's the
selling.
name of the
And then on
designer? Because
top of
I'll
that,
go to him because them
yeah,
pieces
I'll
was lit,
support.
baby.
His pieces were nice, yeah, and he has the copyright. You know, those are his designs, so she couldn't
I'll look
do
into
them if she
him.
wanted to.
Yeah.
Yes, his name is Tyree. So I felt like his pieces were just, you know, they were beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Tyree LaJean.
The echoes of his, what did he say? The echoes of my son. But it was
Yeah, I mean, he's
beautiful.
worked hard for his stuff, so I don't blame him for just finally blasting her. Like, this is just ridiculous at this point. You know, people
Yeah.
are tired of the games that these celebrities play. So
They
now,
ain't enjoying it for him.
speaking of celebrity games. So if you guys do not know, Ray J has been literally trending all
Girl.
day. Okay, Ray J is on a rampage and he is going off. So if you guys do not know, what happened is that basically Kris Jenner, she was on TV the other day. She was on the CBS Late Show with James Corden. And
Right, the British guy,
so during the show, they had this guy come on to give Kris Jenner a lie detector test. And basically the lie detector test was supposed to prove that she was not lying about releasing the Kim Kardashian sex tape. So I'm going to go ahead and play you guys the video now so y'all can check this out.
Are you ready for this next question?
I don't
I'm going to
know.
show it to Cardi just to see her reaction.
I'm sweating.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh dear.
Here we go.
Okay.
Did you help Kim release her sex tape?
It's okay. No. No.
True.
Of course it's true.
Thank you.
Of course it's true. All right.
All right. So y'all just saw that. Now, what's very interesting is that if you watch the video, the lie that she has on a shirt, and then on top of the shirt, she has on a jacket. I've never seen a lie detector test being given in that manner. Usually they put it on your, they'll roll your sleeve up. They want the blood pressure part to be on skin to skin. But it's literally sitting on her jacket. I don't know if anybody peeped that.
I did.
Okay,
I
I don't feel
did.
like that's a real lie detector test. And of course, Ray J doesn't either. So Ray J was ranting and raving. I want to go ahead and play you guys the clips of Ray J
Please
going
do.
off. He also wrote a lot of stuff too on social media, but I'm just going to play the
He
audio.
lost it.
He went off.
He lost
Okay.
it. He did.
Share my screen here.
I don't know what the fuck you think this is, but you have fucked with the wrong person. Period. You have fucked with the wrong black person. Period. You don't fuck with the wrong black man. Oh, no, you don't fuck with the wrong one. I was just gonna handle this shit legally, right? And just hit you in court. And just get what I'm deserve from all of y'all being foul and trying to defame me, trying to make me look bad. When you know what's up. In 1 hour, I'm having them send everything I got. We going through receipts tonight, Chris. We going through receipts tonight, Kim. Everything that I got, I'm going to let them see. And it ain't nothing. There's the whole thing, right? That's the set. That's my handwriting. That's it, right? This is the sex tape full contract. They done already breached the contract by talking about it. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. There you go.
Floyd.
Let's talk about it. Like, let's keep going. And keep going, because I'm telling you, go down to that. That's important right there. That's important because that's my signature. And that's Steve Hirsch's signature. And I love you, Steve. This ain't got nothing to do with you. This is about somebody fronting and lying. And I wish you can say something now when you saw her lying. But we'll deal with her later in court. She got to talk. She can't. I hope she don't want to lie under oath. Yeah. That's four years in. That's four.
Perjury.
But 25 to life for the sodomy shit Kim tried to play me with. So these matter because this is the original contract. So confirm that it's going down. Without our signatures right there, our initials, then these pages won't, like, they'll be void, right? Now, look, this is just the first shit. Now, there's no way I could use Kim Kardashian's name in this contract if she wasn't a part of it. This is light, right? It shouldn't even say that. It should say, like, superstar something else to just keep it really vague so it's cool, right? But this is a full-on contract. I got 12.5%, Kim got 12.5%, right? Now, she got the same exact contract I got. And when we go to court, guess what? They got to pull that up because we got to see that. Because moms was lying and we need to make sure that it's not right, right? Same contract we signed the same day. This is the original copy of my contract. And look who signed my deliverables and was in the room. Hold on. There's our signature right there because that's it. If they try to void this contract, anybody that I did the deal with, that means that the whole deal we did is void because this is what we sold them. Look who was in the room with me. Look who wrote exactly what we sold. Tape number one, Cabo, intro. Tape number two, Cabo, sex. Tape number three, here's the one that they said I had. Santa Barbara sex. Mm. Ray J, that's my signature. This isn't a copy of it. This is the original. So what did I do? So I just pull up the handwritings of other people. I even went further because she wrote me a letter. So doing my forensic shit, I had her take the fingerprints off the letter she wrote me. Right? I took the fingerprints off the letter she wrote me a long time ago, and it matched exactly to the ones on my contract.
Let's pull it up.
Sir. Whoa.
Let's pull it up.
Could it be forever yours? Same I, same E, same everything. That shit called Santa Barbara sex. Her mama made us go shoot it for safety. She watched the motherfucker and said, hey, we're going to go with the first one because the first one is better. It gives my daughter a better look than the second one that I made y'all go do. But you watched it and made a decision. And then you get on whatever show you was on and take a lie detector test with a fraud.
John Rogan.
Like John Rogan. What his name?
Grogan.
John Grogan.
All right. So that is what Ray J had to say. Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely in his feelings. So what did you think about that whole debacle?
Okay, I'm going to just say this. Here's some free advice, Ray J. You would have did better if you would have came back and had a real attorney set up in a space and went line by line to the specific elements that you wanted to point out in this contract or these receipts that you had. Because you're so emotional, you can't hit the right notes. You would have looked more with more resolve and more control if you'd have had somebody else do it for you, like she did. And see, what the Kardashians do is they sit here and they will do, like many people do in these situations, they'll gaslight you to send you off to get emotional. So then when you try to express yourself, all you're doing is expressing these emotions and it's not coming out clearly. You look a fucking fool, Ray J. You'd have been better if you had somebody else digest it for you. With all this money you got, my broke ass figured that out. Why couldn't you? Girl, what's wrong with these damn people, girl, we talking about tonight, girl?
My thing is this. I feel no ways about this whole situation. I don't feel bad for none of them.
Right.
Let's keep this real. This is a case of a bunch of attention whores, Ray J included, okay? Ray J was down. He said, he got 12%. Kim was down, so she's definitely no victim. She got 12%. The mother brokered the deal. And this has been, you know, tea in the industry for years that Kris Jenner brokered that deal. Mm-hmm. Even Ray J's mom talked about this a few years ago, that it's very funny that they put out this sex tape, but the only one who was able to benefit and really blow up off the sex tape was Kim. Okay? I feel like this. If Ray J was worth $1 billion, if Ray J... his career got solidified in the same way the Kardashians did, we wouldn't hear a peep from Ray J. I think at this point in time, Ray J feels away. I'm not saying Ray J's broke or anything like that because he has several business ventures. He's doing his thing. But Ray J has to work extremely hard and consistently. Okay? Mm-hmm. On top of being on ratchet shows like Love & Hip Hop to keep his name and his brand out there, doing versus battles, doing all the grunt work to keep himself out there to keep a bag going. The Kardashians don't have to do anything but just show up to the party, show up to Paris Fashion Week. Because of this sex tape, what Ray J is not understanding, you gave this family the leverage. You're saying they're messing with the wrong black man. Oh no, they mess with the right black man. Okay, because this black man turned that entire white family into billionaires. Okay, so let's start there.
Another Negro.
Okay, because not only was Kim able to create a lane for herself and become a billionaire, but her sisters, they're all eating. Kendall's one of the top highest paid models in the world. Kylie's makeup line supposedly made her a billionaire. Kris Jenner is well paid. Khloe don't want for nothing. Them grandbabies don't want for nothing. Even the men who have fucked with them have been able to garner some fame. Okay. Lamar Odom, Tristan, all these guys that nobody was really checking for, they were able to get, you know, a new resurgence by fucking with the Kardashians. Also, on top of that, let's not forget, what's his name? Bruce Jenner's kids, right? They even had a spinoff show. People forget about that. Jenner boys. Remember, they were real handsome. They had their own spinoff show because of the Kardashians. So, Ray J, you basically helped this white family build generational wealth to the point where all these folks, well, not even all, we can just use Kim for example. She's worth more than you and your sister Brandy put together. And Brandy is actually talented. I think that's the real sad part of all of this is that
you're right.
Yeah. Brandy is actually talented, but her name don't ring bells in 2022 like Kim Kardashian. Let's keep that real. Okay. Right. At one point in time, Brandy was the bigger star with Moesha and all her, you know, her wonderful music. But in this day and age, you say Brandy, it's like, oh, okay. But you say Kim Kardashian, it's all over global headlines. So I think that Ray J is definitely doing this for attention. I get that he feels away because they're playing victim and they're doing this and that. They're making him look bad, but they've been doing this. How many things have they stolen from black women? Designs, clothing style, hairstyles, all types of things they've stolen from black female creators. I've never heard Ray J blast them and call them out, Kanye, none of them. Everybody's quiet. When black women were complaining, they were jealous and they were haters But now they want the same black women to rally around him and support him in his crusade against the Kardashians. And to that, I just say this.
Yeah,
I love Ray
right.
J.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Ray J, but child, bye. I'm going to be sitting here sipping my tea, not giving two shits. Keeping it real.
And that's the thing. Y'all, they didn't took everything black. They didn't took the men, the money, the houses, the ideas, the concepts. And I mean, you can, because I saw this little blurb the other day with Kim and Kylie. Now Kylie then did another damn lip kit for Chris. And I'm just like, well, so everybody get a lip kit. So next is going to be the new generation of lip kits for the
kids. It's going to be the North next. You get a lip kit.
How many lips? Mm-hmm. Right. Everybody get a lip kit. But you know,
well, you know, Kim Kardashian is not going into the true crime podcast arena. She's starting her own podcast because, again, they cannot let regular people just have their own lane. Anything that regular people are succeeding in, here come the Kardashians. Before, nobody even knew that these women were even into makeup like that. All of a sudden, they all have makeup lines, but whatever. You know, so now she's getting into true crime podcast, which is very interesting. So again, they leave no room for anybody. They just want to take over everything. But Ray J allowed this. Ray J was the catalyst for them to feel like, well, not only did they take over the porn star industry or the sex tape industry, I mean, no stone has been left unturned with these people.
You know, it's fascinating that folks ain't caught on to them yet. I mean, if y'all gonna let them do it to y'all, I do it to y'all. Because I'm gonna win. And I want to establish a legacy for my family. What they did was smart. They basically engineered, I don't even want to get racial because I want to stay away from that. Because I honestly do believe that those children were planned. I'm sorry. I just, everything that they done orchestrated, and it's established them to where they are today. Yes, salute y'all for that. But I do think that they're faltering. I don't think that the Kardashian name really truly has the value that is really purported to it to be had, quiet as it's kept. I think Ray J is really mad, like you're saying, everything that you said about Ray J. I agree. But what I do notice, I did see somebody say that for like the 40 or 50,000 people that were in Ray J's live, Kanye was apparently sitting in the comments, girl. Mm-hmm. Just watching. Yeah.
Somebody said Kanye being in the live stream, taking notes.
Yeah, apparently. Somebody did a screenshot like, yeah, people sit right now just watching like the rest. Now, I personally wasn't, but I'd say this though. I think that when Ray J went and did that versus, that's when I knew his money wasn't good. Because I thought you had these headphones that was in these glasses that was doing good. And now you still on Love and Hip Hop and you and your wife keep going back and forth. Your money's not good. You living above your means. The Kardashians, I don't think they doing as good as they think as they are either. I don't think they're doing better than Ray J. Yeah. I'm sorry?
I said they're doing better than Ray J.
They're doing better than a lot of people. But I'm going to tell you one thing that the Kardashians don't have, and that's respect. They're not respected. They're not. And I mean, who am I? But I could just say from what I've seen in the industry for the few friends that I do have who are SAG members and who do rub shoulders with some people, they are tolerated, not respected.
So, and the thing is, they're smart with their brand. And there's a generation of Kardashian Jenners for every generation.
They're
you got
smart
the girls
on
in their 40s. Yeah. You got the girls in their 20s who can relate to Kylie and Kendall. Now you got the new generation coming up with Northwest being 10 and, you know, the other kids underneath her. So they definitely know what they're doing and they're going to start hearing those kids. Yeah, there'll probably be new shows coming out with the kids involved. I know they're working on clothing lines for the kids. I wouldn't be surprised if Northwest drops a makeup or, you know, nail polish line or something like that. But they're definitely doing that. And the fact that, you know, that they're able to, I'm not going to say relatable because I don't really too much relate to them like that. But a lot of people do relate to them, right? A lot of like little girls look up to them, watch them, stuff like that. So they do have that pull, You know, but I just think at this point, Ray J's a decade too late. Had he came out with all this tea, okay, 10, 15 years ago and said this was all fake, this was staged, he would have stopped them in their tracks. But at this point, they're too big. So it's like, what is the point of this? So to me, at this point, he now looks like the clout chaser. Even though they're trying to use him and, you know, for a storyline as far as, oh, they stole the tapes again and I'm being threatened. You know, they're doing the Karen thing, the Karen tears. But to me, he's also chasing that and he's looking for fame as well, because he let it slip. I don't know if you caught that in that rant. He said he got his forensic on and he went and got the thumbprints on the letter, because Kim Kardashian sent him a letter. He got the fingerprints analyzed by a forensic artist. Did y'all catch this, though? He said years ago. He didn't say a week ago. He didn't say when they first started blasting him on this Hulu show that just came out a month ago. He said he got that done years ago, meaning he's been saving all this shit in his back pocket for when the time was right. Let's keep that real.
I think you are on to something there, which means that he didn't pull the trigger when he should have, just like you just said. And so now you're mad because you didn't pull the trigger or stop them in the tracks. Let's use another terminology. Because he didn't stop them in their tracks, that they were able to proceed and basically eat off of what little bit you left them. And that's the same thing they did to Kanye. That's the same thing they did to Lamar. That's the same thing they did to OJ. Like, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, this is what they do. And the reality of it is that y'all gonna learn. And again, I one of the things that I am trying to learn is being a better person in these interesting days and times that we are in. Is one, I try to have empathy for people, you know, just the everyday person, the service worker, just the everyday person, you know, give them the same kindness, pay people what they owe for the services that you provide them. You know what I'm saying? Sheree, you know what I'm saying? You sitting up here playing games with people, and then Ray J, you mad because you didn't move on something that you should have moved on earlier, and now you mad because your money is low and they looking good, and now you spazzing out. You don't look good. And you guys are supposed to be pillars in our community and looking mental. And then we're supposed to model y'all? Please, go sit y'all ass down. Please, just really. Ray J, it's over, bruh. Nobody cares.
Yeah, you're not going to cancel the Kardashians. I'm sorry. He can bring all the receipts he wants to. At the end of the day, the mainstream, they fuck with the Kardashians. They may have not been as popular as they were in like 2018, 2017, but they still have a huge enough following where this is not going to be a dent in anything. If anything, they're going to be able to spin it like, oh, he's just an angry black man and we're scared. And he's, you know, he's just trying to threaten us. And they'll turn it and spin into something else to make him look bad. The same way they spun it and made Jordan be the only bad guy in that situation with Tristan. So they'll be able to spin it. But yeah, I don't see the mainstream media cutting off the Kardashians. Not behind Ray J. Not behind that. They're not even willing to cut the Kardashians off behind Kanye West. And Kanye West is way bigger than Ray J as far as, you know, bigger star financially, you know, all that stuff. And they're still riding with Kim throughout the Kanye West drama.
And they're going to, because the money is there. They can tell Kanye money still rings. Kanye still brings in people. Ain't nobody finna say nothing about Kanye into his star fall. Look, Ray J, you are a dwarf. Okay. You are that star that is about to burn out. And I hope you put your money into other investments and other things so you can live a healthy life and pop up every now and again. Just stop.
Yeah, he is a good businessman. I will give Ray J that. I mean, he got the Raycon. I think he still has the Scooty bikes. He might have sold them. But, I mean, he does make decent investments, and he does, you know, create a lot of stuff. But like you said, you know, we're all living in tough times. That money ain't there. That influencer bag is drying up. You know, a lot of people ain't ready to talk about that. And what I always find sad that it, you know, shit always dries up once Black people start getting money. Now it's drying up and there's not enough money to go around. But when they're paying, you know, white influencers like Jake and Tana Mojo, you know, $10,000 for one post or 20 grand for a video, you know, all the funds were there. But, you know, the economy's taking a downward turn. And I think a lot of these celebrities are seeing that now, like it's affecting them. You know, I don't see people flossing as much as they used to. I don't know if you peeped that. The flossing is still kind of big on Instagram. Maybe it's because celebrities getting jacked and people are going on these home invasions. I don't know, but I'm not seeing the whole flex culture as much as I did in like 2018, 2017. It slowed down a lot. And I think people are understanding folks are being really selective with their money. And people are not going to support the bullshit. I'm not going to pay you money to throw it in my face and tell me that I'm poor, but I'm the reason why you're even where you're at as a fan. And I think these celebrities are starting to see that now. They're not getting that same amount of income. Hence why he's ranting and raving right now.
It's exactly what you're seeing in the political sphere as well. I think people are expecting more of leadership. So here in the United States, for example, our leadership obviously is our government officials who, you know, help execute and enforce laws and pass laws. And then we have our own royalty, which is our stars. And we are beginning to hold people, everyday people, accountable for behaviors. And we're putting them on blast on social media. We're putting our legislators and our government officials on blast on social media. So that means that in effect, we expect the same thing from our stars. I mean, the Me Too movement was an example of that. So the reality is that if you guys are going to put stuff out here and try to, you can't keep living that lifestyle, and you're right. So how do you pull back, still show off your wealth, or do something different? Have some just be, you know, chill. They don't know how to do that because they've been running crazy for so long, you know? And I think that's really what the problem is. They got to slow down. They got to really, we all getting old. We can't spend money like we did, even if we did have the money. There's just certain things we got to do differently. And I think the Kardashian clan understands the concept of legacy and understands what they have to do to be, you know, have longevity. And Ray J, y'all may have not made all the smartest decisions. Sheree, girl, neither did you. I mean, like, we got to start thinking smart here, and we can't be looking at these celebrities and following along like they're making all the best choices.
No, it's not. And people have to understand too the difference between reality and reality. Because I think the two have merged, you know, reality TV show, where there's nothing real about reality television. But a lot of people tend to think that that's reality when it's not. And this just goes to show you how manufactured fame is. That a woman can literally blow up because of a sex tape that was manufactured and that was leaked to the public. And she was able to not only eat off of this, but create generational wealth. That doesn't happen for Black women. Okay, when our sex tapes leak, we're shamed, we're clowned, and that's the end of it. Yeah. Nobody's going to then give us a show, you know? So it's just very interesting, a lot of these people's rise to fame. And this is what people need to start recognizing, that a lot of these people are not famous by happenstance, okay? A lot of people are placed in front of us either to push an agenda. Even when you think about makeup guru James Charles, remember when he first became famous on YouTube, it was because, you know, he was the gay guy who wore makeup and he went to go take his school picture and they wouldn't let him use his ring light. He wanted to have a ring light in front of him. So he told this story about this whole ring light debacle and he went viral. Oh, people felt bad and oh, he should be able to use his ring light. His makeup is so pretty. That's how he blew up. Then we find out a year later, after he got all these sponsorship deals, remember he became the first cover boy in the world. They took that back from him because he was clowning African people, but that's a whole nother podcast. So he was the first male cover boy and all this other shit. Then we find out a year later, none of that happened. He lied completely about the ring light thing. People started investigating and it never happen. But by then, guess what? He already had, 8 million subscribers on YouTube. Yeah, CoverGirl, sponsorship deals. He had all this stuff in the bag to the point where it didn't even matter if it was false. And I think that's really sad because people, so many people of color who come with just, honest intentions, they never get that lucky break. And here
and we don't have luxury for mistakes either. We make one mistake and it's a wrap. We never have the luxury for mistake. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that's what you have here. Again, there are only very few instances where mistakes are allowed to occur. And that is only because the master did not get his full till yet. Oh, no. We can't let this Negro go out the pasture yet. We got to get all our money out of him or her. And then when we do that, then we can let him go. That is the only time. Y'all better remember that at your job and any other situation. They will let you think that you are out here living parallel to they white infallibility and experience. Example, Bill Cosby. He sat up here and was palling around with Hugh Hefner, trying to be the black half and doing all this. Look what it got him. You know what I'm saying? And he was the guy. No one ever thought Bill Cosby could be taken down off that pedestal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, cautionary tales here, and make your money solid and legitimately so you can, stuff is protected, So, I don't feel sorry for Ray J. I don't feel sorry for none of these people. I'm broke. Compared to them. Like, come on now, really? Do better. Or as Melania said, be best.
Man, on that note, this has been a really good show. Once again, like I said, it's 9/11, so I hope everybody is doing okay. I know it was a crazy day. I can't even believe it's on a Sunday. I'm so used to it, being during the week. But I hope everybody's feeling okay today with everything that happened, and those tragedies. Seems like just yesterday. I can't believe how much time has passed since the original 9/11.
I remember it like it was yesterday. I was working at an oil company, and I remember it happening. And I remember saying to my bosses, I bet you $100 those towers are coming down. And they were like, no, they're not. They stood the last time, and I think within 20 minutes the first tower had fell, and it just really changed everything. These young kids have no idea that we are living in times right now that have effects of what happened then, even today.
Yeah, 21 years later. Yep, it's what's crazy.
It's 2022, right? Is it?
Yeah, it's been 21 years. Yep.
Am I that old?
God. Yeah, it's been that long. I remember Sean was just a baby when that happened. His generation, all the kids who were born in 2001 before 9/11, because he was born in January that year. Those were the last pre-9/11 kids, his proper kids. So any child born, like his cousin was born in September. His cousin was born, I think, when was Zay Zay born? Zay Zay, his birthday is like, I think he was born like the week after 9/11. So he was born the week after. Sean was born a few months before. So those kids who were born a few months before 9/11, they're considered the last generation of kids before the change, that were the last, kids.
A whole different life, a whole different place.
Even when they graduated high school, that was like part of the high school speech, is that they were the last group of children born before the 9/11 attack. And then any kids born after that were, post 9/11 kids. So yeah, it's crazy, just to think about the horrors of that day and just how scary it was and not knowing, just not knowing what was going to happen next. And to see America under attack like that, it was just insane. And then as you get older, you hear stories and you hear the conspiracies and just everything. We're not going to get into that, but yeah, it's a lot to digest, but I just hope that, everybody is okay. People lost family members and, you know, things like that in that. So I just hope that everybody's feeling okay. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Once again, Lady J, thank you so much for taking time out to come on
As always, I have fun. You know, we enjoy it.
Yeah, we have a lot of really great topics. I appreciate you for that.
Thanks.
All right, Tea Sippers, we will talk to you guys later. Y'all have a good evening. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Make sure you join us again soon. For all the latest tea, make sure you follow me on my social media pages. Just put in LOVELYTI on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.